This is Dubai Eye 103.8.
Turn on, tune in, stay in or go out.
This is The Social.
On Afternoons with Helen Farmer.
Delighted to be joined in the studio with a man who might have the coolest job title I've ever seen. Abdul Aisha is here. He is the founder and chief bubble bro. How do you get that on a business card? That's brilliant.
I suppose it's easy to do if you own it.
Yeah, but that's Dubai, isn't it? It's like you stick it on a business card, stick it on your Instagram profile. It's legit.
It is, yeah.
So Chief Bubble Bro, what does that mean?
Well, first off, thanks a ton for having me on board.
Pleasure.
I feel really privileged to be here. I am a Chief Bubble Bro because I supply bubbles. about a year and a half ago, I founded Bubble Bro, which is a distributor for home soda makers and its refills. And it originally started out of like a passion for sparkling water. I love my sparkling water. It's what got me off the sodas.
Is it really?
Yeah.
With your kind of transition.
Yeah, yeah. I suppose as a child, I suppose, like everybody else, I had my fair share of cola after sports days.
I wasn't allowed. I think I had my first Diet Coke when I was about 18, and then I haven't stopped.
I was going to say fantastic if you hadn't had it.
Now I'm completely addicted.
It's all downhill from there.
So it's a machine that puts carbonation into drinks.
Yeah. I mean, it's a very well known appliance in the Western world. Still relatively new here, but it's just a machine that can actually carbonate water from the comfort of your own home at a fraction of the cost of actually having to buy it by the bottle, and far more importantly, without actually having to sort of obviously buy that bottle that ends up either in recycling or in the bin.
Moving away from that single use plastic.
Yeah.
How does it actually work?
It uses a carbon dioxide cylinder that contains food grade CO2, and it literally just pumps that into the water, infuses it into the water to carbonate a drink. It's pretty much how any carbonated drink is made, just by pumping carbon dioxide into it.
So it's not an electrical, it's like a hand, but it's like a button you press?
Yeah, pretty much. It's a pretty small appliance, I think, by sort of, if I use the word appliance, it's gadget, let's call it, yeah. All it does is just by the press of a button, it pumps carbon dioxide into whatever you've got in that machine.
Now, you say whatever you've got. So it's not just sparkling water. And just to be clear, it's not like kind of the soda stream of my era growing up in the 80s, where you'd have these super, super, super sweet syrups that everyone would be kind of mixing potions and creating, you know, things that were really quite nasty. This is just adding carbonation to, well, what can you add it to?
Yeah, well, that's the awesome thing about the DrinkMate brand that we carry. I suppose it's the only of its kind in that form factor, similar to what a soda stream would be like. I mean, most soda makers can only carbonate water. The DrinkMate is the only brand in that form factor that can actually carbonate any pulp-free drink. So as long as it doesn't have pulp, you can carbonate it. So, you know, your imagination is the limit.
Yeah, can you see my brain just whirring away? I'm like,
Yep.
So give us some inspiration. What are some of your favorite things that have been carbonated in your in your kind of invention room?
Right up there at the top of the list is strawberry lime ginger ale that I made at home.
Sounds good.
It's really nice. And it's fresh ginger ale with sort of, you know, fresh ginger. You can actually kind of really taste the difference as opposed to something you'd buy.
And conversely, what's the worst thing you've put carbonation into? Milk springs to mind.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the most common ones. I haven't had the guts to try milk yet.
Don't.
I will. I'll let you know. I'll get back to you. But the one I'm embarrassed about is trying to carbonate an espresso. I love my coffee. And one of my friends told me that, you know, he'd tried it he tried carbonating a cold brew. It worked out really nice. It was awesome. I thought, okay, I'll try making my own. And I'll admit I didn't know enough about cold brew at that time. I had to crack it just an espresso with a bit of water, tried carbonating it. And it was, to say it was a little bit on the bitter side would be an understatement.
If you've got any questions for Adele, do get in touch. Or if you've got any recipe ideas, we'd love to hear them. 4001, you can use the Dubai Eye Messenger app too. I want to come back to the environmental impact though, Adele, because How much difference can one machine, or indeed, you know, one family make when it comes to that kind of single use output?
You'd be surprised. Each refill, our refills, for the record, don't actually get thrown away. We recollect them, we refill them. So it's an ecosystem that actually doesn't actually cause any waste past the point of actually the first, you know, when you buy the machine, when you invest in the machine itself and the refills. And then from an environmental perspective, I'm quite proud to say in our first year and a half now of operation, our customers have collectively saved over 400,000 bottles from ending up in the
wow.
bin. So And that was actually even us introducing something that actually took some time to
gain that momentum.
To gain that momentum, because understandably customers were worried first and foremost about will these refills will always be available. We've hopefully proven that now, and I suppose our momentum's improving or is increasing now. But even with that gradual growth, we've reached 400,000 bottles, and our target right now is to actually hit 1 million by the end of 2020. We're well on track for hopefully achieving that, and it's just phenomenal to sort of see the collective impact of just one small appliance like this, that if enough people take it on, it can have a real tangible impact.
Can I ask you who your customers are? Who's buying? Who's using?
It's phenomenal. I thought it would be quite a sort of specific segment, but it's actually, you'd be surprised. There's people from every walk of life that are picking it up. The first wave was most people that actually knew what a soda maker was, and they'd been looking for one sort of the whole time, like, you know, me when I first started this whole thing. Gradually, we've started to see through word of mouth, people actually, who were hooked on sparkling water or any soda, pick one up by recommendation from a friend or something like that. So it's been a wonderful sort of cross-section of the whole community, everything from, Western expats through to, we have quite a few Emirati customers, which is phenomenal. And they're really passionate about it, which is even amazing in itself.
And do you feel like it is becoming a community in terms of people sharing what they're using, what they're making with the machine?
Yeah, gradually. I think the passion comes from the environmental impact. So we have a relatively small following on social media now. But the wonderful thing is that's the real sort of that the early adopters, the people that are passionate
they're
about
engaged.
It. Yeah, they're quite engaged. And if anything, they're even teaching us what we need to be doing to sort of spread the word. And it's, I suppose, that to me is kind of a great base to start from.
Can I ask you a super practical, perhaps boring question, but how many litres do you think you can get out of one CO2 canister?
Typically, you'd get between 40 to 60 litres.
Wow.
Out of each refill. Now, that range just depends on how heavily you like to carbonate your drinks.
So can you choose how heavily carbonate?
You can, yeah. You can control it. It's a relatively manual machine. So it's just that kind of the number of presses that you put into the number of times you press that actually results in one.
Can you over-carbonate something? I'm thinking explosions in the kitchen.
Happy to say that actually there's a limit. Once it hits that limit, there's a release valve that kicks in, and you'll start hearing this hissing sound that you might know from your SodaStream days. It's that common sound that I suppose all soda makers have. So there's that upper limit, everything up to that point is controllable. You can actually stop halfway if you're like a light fizz, and you'll get more life out of the cylinder that way as well, or out of the gas.
Yeah. I want to quickly recap on the drink, mate. So it's not, you don't plug it in.
Yep.
There's no syrups added.
Correct.
So it's just carbonating juices. I mean, you tried espresso,
yeah.
Regrettably.
Didn't work.
Teas, waters. I mean, water's the obvious one when we've got a lot of people who are definitely, kind of somewhat hooked on the sparkling drinks.
Absolutely.
With the summer coming up, any recipes you think would work really well for keeping and staying hydrated?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. Congratulations to everybody. Summer started on Friday.
You can start a little bit before that.
Yeah, I think I started a fair bit before that. In terms of staying hydrated, I think many of us, well, people even that just do quite strenuous activity outside, will often sort of opt for energy drinks.
Yeah, replace those electrolytes with kind of, prepackaged drinks.
Yeah, I mean, I was guilty of that. Well, not guilty, but I suppose I used to drink a lot of energy drinks before when I was playing sports outside. And you'd be surprised to know that an average energy drink would actually have about 5 teaspoons of sugar, if not more.
Oh, wow.
And some of the larger ones will actually have a fair bit more. So obviously that sugar content and that acidity can have quite a negative impact itself.
What would be a good replacement?
So I think, if anything, what we wanted to hopefully help people understand is that a machine like the DrinkMate or a soda maker like the DrinkMate can actually help you control what you put in your drinks. So you can even, for example, make your own energy drink. You have a relatively simple one made at home.
What would go in it?
I suppose the recipe that I have, just a relatively basic one, is say 1/4 teaspoon of Himalayan or sea salt, 1 cup of hot water, a juice from 1 lemon, 4 cups or so of green tea, or you can replace that with water if you don't want the caffeine from green tea, and 6 teaspoons of honey if you wanted it sweetened, like, let's say, to my taste. But obviously the idea there is that you sweeten it to taste, or you can put whatever you want to in it, or have it even sugar-free, which is the key there. You'd mix the honey and the salt in the hot water until it's dissolved, then put everything else in. I suppose then you could stick it in the fridge, cool it down, and if you wanted, you could either drink it like that in still form, or if you'd like to, you can carbonate it in your drink mate and you can have your fizzy energy drink with the amount of sugar that's under your control.
Because it is a psychological sometimes. I find myself craving Diet Coke. Frankly, yeah. And that kind of mid-afternoon slump, and it's the fizz as much as the taste and the energy boost, I think, for a lot of people. Jake's asking, I've heard that carbonated drinks are worse for your teeth. Is there any truth in that?
Yeah, well, with flavored drinks, absolutely. The kind of carbonated drinks can, I suppose, when you take an acidic drink like a juice or something like that, and you carbonate it, it does become more acidic. So obviously, moderation still is key, and I think you'd probably want to take the route or consider harm reduction as the objective, as opposed to harm elimination. If you're looking to replace something like a sugary soda, reducing the sugar, reducing the acidity, even controlling what you put in it, you can actually, improve or reduce the impact of a soda on your teeth or on your health even. But when it comes to sparkling water actually is found to be relatively similar to carbonated, so it's just still water. So the impact is minimal. And in fact, actually, sparkling water has been found to be less erosive than sugary sodas in the order of magnitude of about 100 times. It's actually even seen the studies have shown it's a viable alternative even to still water. So if you can actually completely avoid sugary sodas and just graduate to sparkling water, that's potentially the best thing.
And
you could
flavor that as well, I guess.
You could.
Lime
you
juice,
could.
Lemon juice, mint, I
yeah,
guess.
You could. And again, the idea there is, moderation is key. Don't make it too acidic, and you'll hopefully it'll have less of an impact than the stuff that you buy off the shelf.
Can I ask you about Dubai companies in general doing their bit for the environment? Because I feel like we're starting to see more and more startups who are very environmentally aware. Is there anyone you think is doing particularly good things in the region?
I'm stoked to see that water filtration
catching on more and more.
A lot of our customers already have water filtration system at home, and they actually were looking for something to sort of obviously complement that.
Elevate it
so that they can actually have their own sort of sparkling water at home without having to buy the bottles.
But, do you know what? It's one thing we did about a year ago, and it's made such a huge impact. Not just on the amount of plastic coming in and going out of the house, but like purely logistic, not having to think about ordering bottles of water, carrying stuff. It's just there and, under the sink. And it's not that obtrusive. It's actually quite small, the filtration system we have. But it's been phenomenal. It really has.
Yeah. Good on you for doing that. And if anything, how awesome is it that you can actually have solutions like that today that are more convenient than actually going out and buying stuff that actually ends up in the bin?
Massively.
It's phenomenal to have stuff like that around. And I think actually it's genuinely picked up. If I can say, I was here in the 90s as a kid. And if I compare how things were then and now, we're leaps and bounds ahead. Of course, there's a lot more that needs to be done, of course. But it's just phenomenal to see that pace has been improving and the actual normality of people thinking about the environment has actually improved quite a bit. It's awesome.
Lots of people asking where to buy, which is great for you as a startup. Yeah, yeah. So where is DrinkMate available from?
We're exclusively in stock at all organic foods and cafe stores. So that goes for both the machine and the refills. You can also go and exchange your refills there in person. You're not waiting for anyone to refill it. It's just literally an immediate exchange. And of course, if you'd like us to deliver, we do. You can just visit us at bubble-bro.com. And we've got a few packages there that you can choose from. The family pack is, for example, the most popular one. And then we deliver straight to home. That includes even refills later on. If you'd like, we can actually deliver full cylinders to your home and pick up the empty ones at the same time.
And just finally, on the sugar point, give me some scary stats. Try and shock me out of my DC habit. If we are trying to move away from those sugary drinks, what would we be avoiding?
I think that we've already spoken about energy drinks, but when it comes to just the Diet Coke or Diet Cola is still less sugary, of course, which is awesome.
Yeah, but all the chemicals.
Don't quote me on this. I'm afraid that my knowledge from a health perspective isn't the best, but the phosphoric acid and the acidity of these drinks is actually in itself also quite difficult for the body to deal with. But when it comes to just even your average so sugary soda, it usually contains about 10 teaspoons of sugar. The UAE has improved its actual rate of diabetes and obesity has improved over the last 10 years, but still we've got 12% of the population that suffers from diabetes and 28% that are considered obese, and sodas have been found to be sort of the one of the core causes.
And
of that.
Isn't the UA something terrifying, like the fifth highest, you know, consumer of sodas in the world, which is honestly not that surprising.
Not too surprising. I think also even when it comes to bottled water, the average person, the last statistic that is available on the average consumption of bottled water is about, and the average person here consumes about 450 bottles a year.
Wow.
Now, 77% of that ends up in landfill. So I'm sorry, I've kind of spoken about the environmental impact as well, but they almost go hand in hand. The impact of both actually really kind of affects your health just as much as it affects the environment. So looking at it from both sides at the same time really shows you the benefit of actually being able to sort of step away from all that.
Adele, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your insights. And just remind us again of the website for anyone who didn't catch it.
It's bubble-bro.com. And thanks so much for having me.
Brilliant. Go forth and carbonate. Have a great one. Thank you so much.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.